do keep listening. WRS online, worldradio.ch.
Coming up to 17 minutes after 4, Tuesday Drive, World Radio Switzerland news in about 13. We'll update weather and traffic. Time now for the expat and profile. American choreographer Daniel Lynam is in Geneva for the Karaoke Dialogues, which is being presented by the Geneva Association for Contemporary Dance tomorrow and on Thursday at the Salle des Olives. The performance takes words from classic literary texts where famous characters are close to ruin and transforms those words into dance, no mean feat. Daniel studied dance in Seattle before moving to New York in 2004. His approach to choreography is obscuring the line that separates dance from everything else. Daniel Lynam, good afternoon and welcome. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. Hi, Tony.
The Karaoke Dialogues has been touring for the first time since mid-May. What can Geneva audiences look forward to tomorrow and on Thursday?
Well, they'll be seeing, as you mentioned, dancers who are also reciting texts from classical literature, and these texts are being displayed on screens that the dancers can see as well as the audience, which kind of gives them the same accessibility and the same, the same score to both the dancers and the audience who are both engaged in the act of reading these texts and listening to them and seeing how the dance respond to the rhythm and the meaning of the text.
It is an intriguing approach, Daniel, I have to say. How did the Karaoke Dialogues come about?
Well, it started out as a solo, which I created 2 years ago, which I was creating a dance solo, and instead of using music as the source for my movement, I decided to read text from a screen, and that gave me a very specific kind of vocabulary, which I thought was very different from the way I was used to moving.
Yes.
And so I continued to develop that, and now I'm working with 7 other dancers in order to continue to develop this technique.
Daniel, from the dance perspective, how different is it for you to be dancing and choreographing to words instead of to music?
In a lot of my work, I've been experimenting with different forms or different ways of combining dance with different forms. So I've used photographic image, or I've used video, where the dancers interact with different media other than just music and movement. So this way of working with words is kind of continuing my research of how dance and other forms that that everyone is familiar with,
yes,
can influence each other, how dance and other forms can respond to and influence each other.
Daniel, how did you choose those words that are the basis for the Karaoke Dialogues?
Well, this was a long process. I mean, I started out thinking about how in ordinary karaoke, people are singing pop music and kind of doing replaying a form of culture that everyone is familiar with. And I wanted to replay kind of a different form of culture, so using classics from literature, which maybe aren't as popular as certain forms of pop music, but still contain certain references that people have either read or are familiar with. So there's texts from Kafka and from Cervantes, Don Quixote. There's also texts from Plato and from Freud. So different references that people will be familiar with.
Yes. I guess in this presentation as well, it's giving a new life or a new twist to some of the, a new interpretation to some of those texts as well.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking that normally these texts are, they're read in a university setting, or people read them on the page sitting alone in their rooms or something like that, and I wanted to kind of give them a different format and a different life so that the dancers are embodying the text and the audience is together listening to them, and so it's not something private and scholarly, but something public and physical.
How this launched in mid-May, and in my reading today, Daniel, and researching for our chat this afternoon, how have audiences elsewhere in Europe so far reacted to the Karaoke Dialogues, which is showing in Geneva tomorrow and on Thursday?
Well, we've shown it in Lille in France and in Paris and also in Brussels and Antwerp. Yeah, the audiences have been really receptive to it, and people have told me that it's a very new form and something they're excited about to see something different in dance and a different way of using text.
Had you ever seen anything like this previously that was the source of some form of inspiration for you in creating the karaoke dialogues?
Well, I haven't seen something exactly like it, but I guess what I often do is kind of mix different formats. So there's something somewhat similar to like musical theater, except we're not singing. The dancers aren't singing. Instead, they're speaking the text. But the way they're moving their bodies and kind of moving and speaking at the same time, there's something reminiscent of the way musical theater works.
Yes. Is there, I know you choreographed this piece as well, is there a degree of improvisation or an opportunity for improvisation for the dancers within this? I can imagine reading the words, hearing the words, saying the words, that sometimes the body would want to move with that in certain spontaneous or improvised ways. Does that exist within the performance itself?
It was definitely a part of our process, but in the performance itself, it's mostly all of the dancing has been set except for two or three key sections where there's a bit more freedom for the dancers. So there's a mix of set material and some improvisation, but it leans more towards set dance phrases.
23 minutes after four, Daniel Lynham joins me, one of the world's up-and-coming choreographers. He's in Geneva tomorrow for the Karaoke Dialogues. It's presented by the Geneva Association for Contemporary Dance on tomorrow and Thursday at the Salle des Eaux-Vives, if you're interested in heading along. It's a unique presentation where it takes words from classic literary texts, transforms those words into dance. You've been living in Europe since 2008. Daniel, how do you find audiences here compared with back home in the United States?
I would say in general the audiences here are more more receptive to new ideas, and I also feel like it's a more general audience. I have a feeling in the States that it's a bit more in the contemporary dance world, that the audience is more professionals and other choreographers or other people working in the arts. Here, of course, that's part of the audience also, but I feel like there's a larger number of people who are also just general public, not necessarily professionals in dance, but who are interested in dance and performance and the arts and culture. And so I feel like, it's a larger mix of people and not just an in-crowd kind
yes.
of thing.
Do you feel that there's a greater appreciation for what you do here? For example, with the karaoke dialogues, do you find that's an easier performance to be able to put together than what it might be back home necessarily?
Well, partly there's also, here I found in Brussels at least a better system for finding residencies and rehearsal space to make the work, and
yes.
also to find co-production and funding to help pay the dancers and produce the work. So anyway, from my point of view so far, it's been easier to make the work here. I haven't presented it yet in the States, although I hope to. It's a large cast from Europe, because it's seven dancers to bring to fly over to the States, but hopefully we'll find a way to do it. And
hopefully
I'm curious.
Yeah, indeed. And I know Geneva audiences will certainly appreciate Karaoke Dialogues on tomorrow and also Thursday. It's being presented by the Geneva Association for Contemporary Dance on at the Salle des Eaux-Vives, if you'd like to find out more. Finally, as we wrap up this afternoon, Daniel, I know you're at the airport on your way here and you're probably due to board your flight at any moment. What are you working on beyond Karaoke Dialogues?
Well, at the moment, we just had the premiere last month, so I haven't quite yet started a new project, although I am planning next February a totally different project, which will premiere in Antwerp, which is with the music of Le Sacre du Printemps, the Rite of Spring. So that will be a more familiar way of working with music and dance.
I enjoyed reading about your Vita Activa concept, where 40 unemployed people came together for a week and produced a performance. Do you have plans to do some more community-orientated work along those lines as well?
Well, yes, this Vita Activa project, which you mentioned, is kind of ongoing. It's something I did already in two cities, and we're doing it this December in Ghent. Mm. But yeah, it's a project working with unemployed people in the community, and working with different physical forms, and also working with ways of exchanging talents and skills or knowledge with each other, like giving a lesson in French or giving a lesson in tango, where people exchange with each other without paying money, but more yes. just as a form of action and exchange.
Have any of those 40 unemployed people, have they had previous experience with dance, or are they coming to you with no prior experience, and within a week you have to share some skills and knowledge with them in order to produce that performance in such a short space of time?
It's really a mix of people. I mean, in the final performance, there's not it's not extremely technical, or you don't have to be an expert in order to perform. So we just have an open call, and it's people who are interested in the call and in the concept. And so we get a real mix of people. Usually they have some interest in the arts, or else they wouldn't respond to the call. But some people have training, and some people are just curious.
All the best with your journey to Geneva this afternoon, and indeed with your presentation of Karaoke Dialogues on tomorrow and on Thursday. Daniel Lynham, great to speak with you this afternoon. Thank you.
Great to speak with you. Thanks.
Thanks. Take care. Daniel Lynham, who's one of the world's up-and-coming choreographers, originally from his study dance in Seattle before moving to New York in 2004, and then he came to Europe in 2008, and bringing the Karaoke Dialogues, which only premiered a couple of weeks ago, and people are raving about this. I'm particularly taken by the concept of transforming classic literary texts where famous characters are close to ruin, and Daniel has transformed those words into dance. You can see it tomorrow and on Thursday. It's presented by the Geneva Association for Contemporary Dance, and it's on at the Salle des Eaux Vives tomorrow and on Thursday. We have 29 minutes after 4. I think we can squeeze this in before the news. Some Chrissy Hynde now in dark sunglasses here on Drive Time World Radio Switzerland. News is on the way in just a few minutes' time. We'll check on weather and traffic as well.
Baby girl, you groove back another.